Coming up this weekend is a big event on the University of Illinois campus. I could be saying that the big event is the Illinois-Ohio State game coming up on Saturday afternoon, but the day after that is something that has been in the spring in the past, but does now move to a new schedule. The College of Veterinary Medicine on the U of I campus is having its annual open house coming up on October 3rd on Sunday. And I hope you guys hope that a lot of people will be sticking around over the weekend to watch the game and then come and see what Vet Med does on the U of I campus. We're talking with, if you could introduce yourselves as graduate students and coordinators of the event, tell me a little about it.
Sure. My name is Lauren Reeves, and I'm a second year at the College of Veterinary Medicine.
And my name is Teresa Grandis, and I'm also a second year at the College of Veterinary Medicine. The open house in general is a free event for people of all ages. It kind of gives everybody an insight to what we do at the university. There's a lot of animals there. Every single specialty has a booth.
It's just a great way for the community to come out and interact with the vet students and faculty and get to know an aspect of veterinary medicine that they might not have known before.
This is a public event. Everybody's invited.
Everyone's
it's not
invited.
Aimed particularly at prospective students, although there is a portion of the event for that, correct?
Correct, yeah. It's aimed for all ages. There's a kids' tent. There's different activities for different ages. There's also an admissions talk. So if you have a student that is wanting to go to vet school, that'll give you great insight on the process and all the details with that, too.
Why move to the fall? Because a lot of people who are veterans of this area know that every spring the College of Vet Med has opened up its doors, but a new schedule this year.
Yeah, we actually implemented a new curriculum last year, and so as a part of that, we're trying to get students of each class into the clinics each year. So because of that, the third-year students, when the clinics are being held that year, would not be able to participate in the open house, so we'd actually have a third less of students being able to participate, and we want to make sure that everyone is able to get out there and interact with the community.
What kinds of exhibits are we talking about at the Vet Med Open House? The one that that everybody hears about and made lore around the community is I don't know how many years ago when they first had this fistulated cow, the cow with the open stomach. and everybody walked in and went wow, and probably had made national news, I think, at one point. Is that still going to be there? But what kinds of things will also be there that people can see?
Yes, the fistulated cow is going to be there.
Right.
What that is there's actually a hole in the side of the rumen. It's actually for research purposes to be able to understand how they process, digest their food and things like that. And we actually, you can pull the fluid from that to use for a sick animal, but you do have the opportunity to stick your hand in there. and then they also have cow milking. There's some dog obedience demos, and then also there's going to be a snake feeding this year, as well as a farrier. And then there's also all the different booths, and a lot of them are very interactive.
Like a farrier is horseshoeing.
A farrier is
right?
horseshoeing, yes, sorry. and so there's also lots of really interactive things, especially for kids and all different ages. And it's a great event. It's fun. Bring everybody out.
Yeah, tell me a little about the school itself. How many people are taking classes there?
There's 120 students in each class. So first through third year is most of the time is being spent in the class, although with the new curriculum, we're spending 8 weeks each academic year in the clinics, practicing basic things that we would be expected to do as fourth years. So as a fourth year, we're in the clinics all year long playing the doctor.
are these clinics on campus or do you go out
They're
to your
at
other
the
vet clinics?
School, actually.
Okay.
We have a small animal clinic, large animal clinic, and wildlife medical clinic, and that's run entirely by the students.
And the clinics are open to the general public. These aren't just
right,
student
exactly,
activities
right.
or anything like that.
No, it's like a full functioning hospital. It's basically like a teaching hospital, if you think of that, for any medical profession. It's the same thing. So you're dealing with clients on a regular basis. It's just that you have the fourth years and then you have interns, residents, and clinicians. So it's not just a fourth year that's seeing your patient. We are definitely overseen by much higher educated people.
How about the division between the College of Vet Med? When you go in as a student, you take general courses and then specialize after that. You've got large animal, small animal, but you also can specialize after that too.
You can choose to specialize, and that's where internships and residencies come in. So those would be along the lines of doing like a surgical residency or something like that if you wanted to be if you wanted to be a surgeon, or if you wanted to end up in zoo medicine and things like that. Like, those are things you would specialize in. But as far as learning the basics, you know, we all get the basic information about small animals, large animals, and then you can choose to take elective classes also that pertain more to your interest.
So this is the 40th year that the college has had this?
I believe so. It's definitely up there.
Mm-hmm. And do you feel that people know a lot about the Vet Med Clinic, or is it, are you surprised that you know, the word doesn't get out in the community, or does it?
Well, that's our goal, definitely, yeah. To get people to come and see what we're all about. I know that this is kind of cheesy, but when I was in middle school, I went to the to the open house, and that's actually what made me spiked my interest and wanted to become a veterinarian. So, you know, it's definitely a great way to put the word out there and to get have people get experience with animals and aspects of veterinary medicine that they wouldn't normally.
So get the word out and maybe find the next generation of
exactly.
Animal doctors. All right. Well, again, the VetMed Open House is taking place this Sunday, correct?
Mm-hmm.
10 to 4?
Yep.
And where, just to explain where you are?
It is at the vet school, which is basically the corner of Lincoln and Windsor.
And you'll be able to park there. And
there's free parking, free admission, bring your whole family. Everyone's welcome.
All right. All right, Teresa, thank you very much for stopping by and telling us a little about the U of I's VetMed Open House.
Definitely. Thanks. Thank you for having us.